with the Gallatin County Junior High Student Council head this thing up, and they're in the studio with me right now. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Mandy Drone is here with me, too. And Mandy, how are you doing today?
I'm great, and you?
I'm doing wonderful. First off, I love your all shirts. It says, Crafting for a Cure, Finding Cures, Saving Children, Gallatin County Cares. You all go above and beyond for St. Jude every year. You're all on the quest for a million pennies. And Miss Drone, you know, this craft fair coming up, I know the kids are going to talk about this, but in years past, I mean, you all have raised some money for St. Jude.
Yes, since I've been student council sponsor, we've raised over $60,000 for St. Jude.
That is amazing. A lot of times you guys do a million pennies on your own.
That's our goal.
I mean, that's the thing right there that is just so mind-blowing here, and it's kids that do this and get the whole thing together. Why don't you introduce who you got in here today?
First up, I have our president, Briley Bear.
As president, I assist Ms. Drone in making final decisions and return calls to vendors as well. Thank you.
We also have our vice president, Madison Smothers.
As vice president, I usually help the president with her making phone calls and help her make big decisions.
Next, we have our reporter, Reese Brockett.
As reporter, I make announcements of student council activities in newspapers at school and online. Be sure to like our Facebook page, 7th Annual St. Jude's Craft Fair.
And Jaden Shear, our secretary.
Hello. As secretary, I take information at all of our meetings and I write down important information.
Addison Monroe, our treasurer.
As treasurer, I count the money we have earned, make deposits, and pay all of our bills.
And our leading seller is Fallon Wargle.
As leading seller, I sold the most calendars for the St. Jude, or for student council.
It seems like y'all had that planned out before you got here. Did y'all practice that?
Maybe just a little.
Yeah. I tell you what, y'all did a wonderful job on that right there. That was just great. You guys are serious about helping out St. Jude. And so I'm going to start with Briley. And this craft fair that's coming up is March 24th. I'm going to put your Facebook page on here. But how can folks who are listening right now, maybe they sell Scentsy, maybe they make a homemade craft, they just sell something, how can they be a part of this thing for St. Jude?
Well, they can buy a booth for $25. All that money goes to St. Jude. We have a table rental fee, which is $10. You can buy chairs, which are $2 each, and electricity, which is $5.
And this is all at Gallatin County School over there in Junction.
Yes.
Kind of in Junction. In between Junction and Shawneetown, I guess you'd say.
Yes.
You'll know it when you get there. Just get on Route 13, head on over that way. So let's say I am a seller of something. I sell my stuff. I keep my money.
Yes.
Right? Okay, but I give you the $25 booth fee and the table fee if that's the deal right there.
Yes. So,
okay, I understand how this is working right now. On the Facebook page here that they've got set up, you'll get more information, and I'll hook this up with our Facebook and our website too. So that's how you do that for the craft fair on the 24th of March, which is a Saturday coming up. What time does it get started?
It starts at 9 and goes to 2.
Okay, and when do you want all of this information in? Because you do sell out a booth space normally. Just like, what is the deadline?
As soon as possible.
As soon as possible, like stat. All right,
yes.
So that's it for the craft fair, March 24th. Get in here for it, find them on Facebook, and you'll be ready to go. Was there anything else you had to say?
Yeah, we have around 93 vendors at the time, so...
Oh, gosh.
You would probably need to get your booth space if you would as soon as possible.
Okay. So that's the deal right there. Find them on Facebook and we'll have it on ours in just a second. The other thing that goes on with this is the chili cook-off. Where's Madison at? Come on up, Madison. Madison, for her birthday, said, Mom, you know what I want for my birthday dinner? I want chili. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're passionate about chili like I am about chili. The chili cook-off goes on like on the same day. Is that right?
Yeah. So when... You were told that the craft fair takes place on March 24th, and while the craft fair is taking place, so is the chili cook-off.
Yeah.
And so far we have 11 entries. There are three categories of chili: spicy, non-traditional, and traditional chili. Can I let you in on a little secret?
You can let me in on any secret you want there.
I've heard, I've never made any chili, personally.
Uh-huh.
But I've heard the way to help your chances is to stop by Heartland Beef Farms on El Dorado Ridgeway Blacktop and add their beef to your already amazing
chili. Whoa, look at this. All right, then. That's the secret ingredient right there. Okay, so if you want to get on the chili cook-off, it's the same day. It's a $10 entry fee, and you get in touch with Gallatin County School, and they will let you know about that. And so how many entries we got so far? 11?
Uh-huh.
All right. We want you to do this. I'll have more information up on our Facebook here in a second. Thank you, Madison. Jaden. Jaden's in charge of pennies. You can use that microphone right here, hon.
Okay.
Yeah, you can use both of them. So tell me about what you're doing for the quest for a million pennies over there.
Well, in the quest for a million pennies, we send out papers to all grades and in our school. And they bring in money to us.
Mm-hmm.
And we collect that and we count that one day. And we remember the number, we write it down, and then we take it to the St. Jude's Craft Fair, and we will say, like, how much we raised then.
I gotcha. So you're really working right now to collect those pennies, dimes, quarters. They're in every classroom, right?
Yes.
Goodness gracious. Thank you so much for doing that. Do you have to count them out, roll them out all yourself?
Yeah, all the student council, we bring in Miss Bosaw, her class won this year in junior high.
I gotcha. Well, that's a great deal. You guys are all a part of the Gallatin County Junior High, and you're doing this thing on March 24th, the craft fair and the chili cook-off. And before this, Addison, come on up. You had a walk for St. Jude, right?
Yeah.
When was that?
In September.
Okay. How many people do you think you had for that? You had a good crowd?
Yeah, we had 60
people. 60 people coming here and doing this. And so you're not going to tell me what you raised, though.
Mm-mm.
That's not until the radiothon, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's a good deal right there. Look at all the stuff you guys are due. How do you keep it all straight? You don't know. You just do it. All right. Fallon, come on up here. How do I get a cool shirt like what you're wearing right there, hon? What do I got to do to get one of these?
You can order it by March 7th, or you can buy one at the craft fair.
So when I come on over there, you'll have shirts for sale, and how much are they?
They're $15.
You give all that money to St. Jude, too?
Yes.
Gosh, you guys just do everything. How do you do this all? I don't know, but I want one of those shirts. It's March 24th during the craft fair and the chili cook-off. And then finally here, Reese. People are listening. They're like, give me a phone number, something I can call. How can I get my booth reserved? There's not that much left. What's a number I can call?
618-272-7341.
That's 618-272-7341. You have a Facebook page set up too?
Yes, 7th Annual St. Jude's Craft Fair.
Look for that. It'll give you the event rundown and all the information you need to know. The main thing is this. You've got a country school like Gallatin County. They all come together and they do some amazing things. They do a lot of things that are, you know, you got to organize it. You got to have some work behind it. And then they come in with a big payday for St. Jude. So I want to say thank you all for doing this. And once again, the number is 618-272-7341. Briley, you had one more piece of information for us.
Yes, yeah. We would like to invite you to the craft fair this year.
You know what? I'm thinking we're going to have to take a drive on over to Gallatin County and check it out. There's a lot of folks that live over in Jackson County, and they never do get over towards Shawneetown. Number one, you all have the best corn growing in the region. I don't know what it is that you put in the soil. And I say this, and it sounds really foolish for me to say, but it's the truth. And you have wonderful, caring hearts. So thank you for what you do for St. Jude.